Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmuck. We welcome in special guest Sean O'Hara as we break down the Giants game yesterday. A very tough loss to the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Sean, let's get into it. Of course, the big story, David Wilson. Two fumbles, got sat down in the second half. How does the Giants and head coach Tom Coughlin now handle David Wilson moving into week two?
Yeah, John, that's a great question. And we all know David Wilson did this last year. So I think for the Giants, the biggest thing they need to do is just get him back on the saddle. You fall off the horse, you got to get right back on. They can't let him dwell on this mentally. I think they need to just come out. I think the first play of the game next week should be a run play. Let him get it back in the groove. Let him take his mind off things because he is a good quarterback. He's a big part of their offense, and they need him on the field.
And we'll see if the Giants bring in any additional running backs this week before that week two game, now that those contracts won't be guaranteed. Now, Sean, despite those two turnovers and the Giants' six turnovers overall, the defense did a very good job mitigating the damage caused by those turnovers, especially in that first quarter.
Absolutely, and really the Giants were still in this game because of the play of the defense. They were able to keep the Cowboys out of the end zone, and they forced them to kick field goals. And then I thought they did a great job on third down. I mean, the Cowboys were 5 for 15, 33% on third down. So give a lot of credit to them. They stepped up. They kept the Giants in the game. And really, when the Giants got the ball back in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes and 40-some seconds to go in the game, they had a chance to go back and win this football game. That's all you can ask for from the defense.
And how about the job done by the secondary? Des Bryant, a lot of people thought he might be the best or second-best wide receiver in football this year. Very quiet. They were very physical with those Cowboys wide receivers outside.
Yeah, and those are very physical receivers. You know, Des Bryant, Miles Austin, I think this secondary really stepped up. I thought Terrell Thomas did a great job filling in. Great to see him back on the field. He made some big plays, had a couple pass breakups. Now, I think for the Giants, they really need Amukah Moore to come back. He's their number one corner. Obviously, going into next week, you want to have that guy out there. I think the other addition that was nice to see back out there, Aaron Ross. He did a great job showing up for the secondary.
Touch on the defensive line very quickly. New defensive tackle core this year. I thought they did a great job stopping the run, limiting DeMarco Murray's cutbacks especially. However, I'd like to see a little bit more pass pressure out of those defensive ends.
Yeah, I think Parafuel was frustrated with not being able to get to the quarterback with that front four. And that's why you saw him kind of bring some blitzes. He dialed it up a little bit because he realized we've got to get pressure. And when he did bring the pressure with the blitz, they got to Tony Romo. They knocked him around a little bit. But that defensive line, they did a good job in the run game, like you said. I thought the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, you know, they played well at times, but for the Giants, this defense, the one thing they need to do is they need to work on their conditioning a little bit, because it looked like at times the Cowboys, with their hurry-up offense, they kind of got the Giants defensive lineman gassed.
Well, you know what? 74 plays for a defense over the course of the game is an awful lot. That's what happens when you have those quick turnovers and three and outs by the offense. Finally, looking ahead next week, Denver Giants want to avoid going 0-2.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big game. I mean, there's so many different storylines. Obviously, a couple of brothers playing in this game that everybody knows about. But when you look at the poor play of the offense, turning the football over, they were still in this game because of defense. You cannot expect that to be the case when you have a Peyton Manning. We all know he just threw for 7 touchdowns. You've got Eric Decker. You've got Demaryius Thomas. You've got Wes Welker now. So I think the biggest part for the Giants offense this week coming into the Denver Broncos game, you have to run the football. You have to be able to take Peyton Manning, put him on the bench, and control the time of possession. That's the way you beat the Denver Broncos.
And despite losing Von Miller, the Broncos' pass rush looked pretty darn good against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, they had a couple guys step up. So I think you start off with the run game, and then I think you can hit some big play-action passes. That's what Kelvin Gilbride really excels in, getting those big plays in the passing game. But it starts with the run up front.
Great stuff, Sean. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Sean.
That's Sean O'Hara. I'm John Schmuck. Thanks for joining us on Giants.com. See you tomorrow. To get access to more Coach's Tape, go to Giants.com/Game Rewind to subscribe to Game Rewind. You can watch Coach's Tape from every game around the league every week.